Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, I want to talk about being dedicated to following your heart. And I say this because I had this epiphany this week that I have a story about myself that is limiting and in many, many ways not true. I have a story about myself that I'm unable to commit, that I lack commitment, that I lack dedication, that I lack, you know, the ability to really stick with things. There have been a lot of things in my life that I've tried and then lost interest in. And, you know, I have yet to be in a committed relationship that has lasted. Well, see, that story started years and years ago when I had never been in a relationship more than 2 years, but now I have been in a 5+ year relationship. And there has been all these things in my life that are contrary to this idea that I have that I am unable to be committed and I lack the dedication to stick with things. And so this week has been an incredible reflection for me. If you watched last week, I talked about how it was I had the best day ever and all these amazing things happened. And then this week, just it kept going. It became the best week ever. From celebrating birthday with Darren, my friend who I've known since I was 5 years old, with him and my brother, this group of people who've shared inside jokes for 43 years, to celebrating my mom's birthday and getting to just hug her and thank her and just feel the love and appreciation. And my dad joining too and seeing the cards that he gave to my mom. They have this incredible, beautiful tradition where every year he gives her two cards, one that is silly and one that is incredibly heartfelt. And it was just beautiful to be able to share that. And then this weekend. Well, first the weekend, it started on Friday with a group call with the Pink Path group that's going through it right now. And, you know, maybe I'll follow up to that. And I'll say instead, so the morning started on Saturday morning. It was First Saturdays. It was the 9-year anniversary of First Saturdays. Every month for 9 years, our group that we, you know, I started with Jason and Merrick, we have been going to downtown San Diego and giving things away and being present and giving food and care packs and clothes to people that need it every month. And like this month, the forecast was really bad and it was going to be a lot of rain, and you know, people kept calling and emailing all the volunteers saying, are we still going to go out? And the answer is yes. We're not going to put out clothes, because when we put out clothes and it rains, nobody can use wet clothes. And then when we have bags and bags of wet clothes, they end up getting ruined and we often have to throw them away. Not often. We've only had a real downpour on us once in 9 years. But we've realized that if it's going to rain, we don't put out clothes just to save us the destruction and the ruining of clothes. But we said, yes, we're going to go out. And one of the reasons is because we're dedicated to it, because we're committed to it, because I I'm a part of this. I'm committed, and I want these people to know that we will be there. We will be there on the first Saturday to, even if we don't have much to give away, we will be there with smiles and with hugs and with some clean socks. This time was great because a bunch of volunteers said, what can we bring? I said, bring tarps and trash bags that people can cover themselves with. And we had very few people come out that to be served. So when they first lined up, there's only like 20 people lined up. And I said, anybody here need a tarp? And like 7 people like raised their hand. I mean, they're wearing a trash bag. They got, you know, shopping carts, and they're like, oh man, I would love a tarp. And like just as many people that needed tarps, these high school college students had brought tarps. And I was like, hey guys, they're like, what should we do? I'm like, go be Santa Claus. Go to anybody who's holding their hand up and just give them this tarp. And it's just so cool to see them. And they're just happy, happy, happy. And so it's like, yes, I do have practices that I'm dedicated to. This broadcast, Hug Nation, I've been doing every week, plus or minus when I'm traveling, for 17 years. I'm committed. Burning Man, I am committed. Pink Heart had a meeting this weekend. Another part of this just like best week ever. And Pink Heart is going to be going to Burning Man this year for the 10th time. I have all these things in my life that I'm committed to. All of these things that I'm dedicated to. They're not the same things that I think are traditional commitments to, you know, a dog or a home or a family. But I got to let go of the story that I have because it's not true. And one of the things that I've realized is that one of the things that I'm dedicated to is following my heart. And part of this quest of following my heart has involved, you know, trying to study and learn. And as I get older, my humility gets stronger. And it's as I get wiser, I also lose some of the confidence to share that wisdom because I feel this profound humility. And I had this experience over the last week with working with the people going through the Pink Path currently. And also, I had a meetup. Another thing. So we had a meetup this week for the people who graduated from the Pink Path last time. And so the group that graduated came to San Diego. I hadn't met many of them in person ever. We just been working digitally and we all got together. They all came to First Saturdays and they got to experience that. And then we had for the afternoon, we hung out and talked and did exercises and played games and went on a beach walk. And the experience of connecting with them and hearing from them what their experience was of working with me and talking with people who are going through the program now, I had this just like, this really powerful reflection back to me. And maybe I should give some context in that if you haven't been following for a long time, this process of me going into professional coaching, going into high ticket, high dollar, asking people to make big commitments with their time, their energy, their life, their pocketbooks, it's like it's been hard for me to go from, hey man, take it or leave it, belief buffet, to if you're committed to growing, I'm committed to helping you. And to get all these reflections back from people of how valuable it's been, how profound it's been, and hearing these stories of growth, these stories of life changes and continued growth. And one person last week, they were, as I was talking with them and working with them, and one thing that I've been trying to do, I've been trying to learn how to be a better coach, as that's something that I have not done for years and years. I've been coach-like, but never a coach. And I had this feeling of like, well, I've never gone to like coaching school, so maybe I don't know the techniques that I need to know. I don't need the right thing to say when somebody says something. You know, I don't have the skill set yet. So how can I be of value to people? And one of my current clients is like, after we were talking for an hour, she's like, wow, like, I don't know how you do this. How do you do this? I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, well, you can see me and you point out the things that are good about me and you help me to see them and you give me this safe space and this, and I don't remember exactly the words she was saying. She's probably gonna listen to this and be like, that's not what I said. This is what I heard and that's what's important. But I had this realization like, oh, like that is what, I don't know if I'm a good coach, but I know that what I am good at is seeing people. And because I have developed over the years through my working with Grandpa Caleb and with, you know, listening to Alan Watts and just being the Burning Man community, I fucking love people. Not necessarily hanging out with people all the time because I do have an introverted streak, but if I see someone who is being authentically them, it is gorgeous. And I can see the gorgeousness. So as somebody simply exposes their truth to me, as they feel so scared and frail and vulnerable, I go, oh, that's the good stuff. Thank you. Thank you. Let's find a way for you to share this with more people because this is your gift. This is the gorgeousness that makes you different. This is the the pain and the struggle and the quirk, the if you it may not you may not have a handle on it now, but as you develop a love for this parts of yourself, that is the medicine that the world needs. And I even as people are insecure themselves, I can see its beauty. And I had this just like, oh, right, that's my gift. That is, and it's, and it has been through this dedication to following my own thing and doing my own thing. So I haven't dedicated myself to, you know, a guru, but I've dedicated myself to principles and a path, and then have, without, I've become someone, and then the actions that I do embody my gift to the world, which is exactly the whole point of everything that I'm trying to do and teach, is not to teach anyone or show anyone how to get anywhere, but how to become themselves as vibrantly as possible, so that then they can share their gifts with the world, and whatever they do becomes part of those gifts. And as I looked at this past week and these things that I've been doing for 9 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, it's like, oh, I didn't just come upon this willy-nilly. This is the result. This is where the path leads, and I'm pretty fucking happy about it. And I now know that maybe not for everybody, but for enough people, it's the medicine that they need, so that they can be the medicine the world needs. As this comes out of my mouth, I have no idea if it's making any sense. Did I mention that at the top of the hour that I'm under the weather? I woke up a little sick and stuffed nose and scratchy throat. That's why I'm in my robe. So, if it's fever dreams talking, forgive me. but I do appreciate the ability to see you in your gorgeousness and reflect back your beauty and your truth, and hopefully believe me when I say that there is nothing more beautiful than a human being revealing their truth. And that is what I'm dedicated to. I'm dedicated to continually seeing the beauty in myself and unveiling it and revealing it, and in seeing the beauty in others, in you and everyone. That is what I'm dedicated to. What are you dedicated to? Thank you. I love you.